Comoros is one of the smallest and probably the last team to join in Africa. Because Comoros is so small, a lot of problems. Number one, infrastructure, lack of facilities, lack of good trainers, and all that has made Comoros a very, very difficult place to play football.
But then, you know, when it comes to competition, the odds have been known to be beaten. So Comoros seems as though it's already expected to completely be disseminated by Zimbabwe's warriors.
I don't think so. Comoros has shown very good capabilities in the last games. I think so. This is the second time Comoros is going to African Cup since Blatter. Blatter helped a lot, the Comoros, with a new stadium and all that. But what is interesting about Comoros, we have talented players in France. So whenever there's a match like this, we bring our France players down to Comoros and they play. That's what I've observed recently, and that makes a big difference.
So, of course, this game is going to be in Zimbabwe, the Rufaro Stadium. So are you saying that there are going to be some of Comoros' international players in that team?
I think it'll be possible because it's the holiday period. Most of them have come home for vacation. So if they are there, then it is going to be an interesting match. If not, then probably there is a possibility they will lose.
So what's your guess of what the score will be? Some might think it'll be 20-0.
No, I don't think so. That at all, come on. 20-0, it has never been. But I have a thought that it'll be like 2-1 or 3-1, not more.
Okay, Abdul Shakur Abud, thank you.
Thank you very much.